So first I want to go through the Pirish HaMilas of a bracha, and then we'll go back to the Dinei bracha. So first, when you make a bracha, you're supposed to be Yad Yamin in your right hand. You hold your right hand when you make a bracha. Kashivas Yamin. So first, Baruch. What does Baruch mean? What? Source of blessing. The word Baruch, a lot of people think Baruch means... What do you say? Oh, that's great. Blessed are you. Okay, he's all right over here. So Baruch means Makar HaBrachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all brachas. All good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean we're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makar of all brachas, and all the brachas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata means you. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mar says when you daven, you have to see who it's going to connect. You're saying a bracha, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Next comes Shem Hashem. I just want to read over a Maisa. Well, last week we made a cheshbon, right? How many brachas do you make, let's say, a week? 700. 700. What was the month? Let's see if they remember. A month? 28. What was 30 years? What was the number again? A million people remember. Right. The next 30 years, you can make a million brachas. What? Doesn't ring out yet? Why not? What? Okay, what, you have the exact total? Okay. It's barak a million. So the next 30 years, you're making a million brachas. Now, let me give you a maisa noira, what the chayotim brings down about saying the Shema Hashem. Brings down a maisa over here. Somebody went up to Benjamin Shamilo. When he got to Benjamin Shamilo, there was a kol rash gadol. Pnu mokim with tzadik echad. Everyone should clear the way. Tzadik echad is coming. Shindifter, the kibbutz with kavod gadol. They gave him the makabel, the tzadik with kavod gadol. They gave him a sefer Torah. They asked him, Mekayim, kol Torah kula. He held a sefer Torah. And he said, what was the number? We have the number?
Yeah,
1095. Oh, we got it. Okay. Fine. The game Sefer Torah, El Sefer Torah, Mekayim, Kol Torah Kula. He said yes. Also, a whole bunch of malach came out. Were made his Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. All the malachim shabar mitzvah shalosa they added misfer shveidu that he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. They asked Mekayim Dal Chikis Menorach. He said yes. All the malach came out and were made Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. Then they asked him, "Were you masker shem Shemayim Vatalo?" And he was quiet. They asked him again, "Were you masker shem Shemayim Vatalo?" And he was quiet. And afterwards, all the malachim came out, which all the what's the lesson over here? That black malachim lebushim shur, black malachim came out. This one said, "I was created on this day." This one said, "I was created on Tuesday, whatever it was." That he was about this tefillah like kavana zaymer kach zaymer kach. And even though the tzaddik of Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, still because he wasn't Mechavin in his Madriga Karoi, because of that, the Chayim says he didn't get his din in Ben Shamayla, he had to go to Ganim first. The Chayim says that a person should be L'hatsim HaLiboy L'hatsim HaShem B'yev V'pacha. Says a person should be Mis'ayra to always, when he says Shem HaShem, he has to make sure he has to have Kavanah, because it's very Chamed HaKazak not to have Kavanah. Now, Vada, you know, it's impossible in our Madrig of a person overnight to, you know, all of a sudden decide he's been having kavanah every single Shem Hashem. You know, it's not. The Gemara says, Shlishis Rama in this Mekal Yoyim. One of them is Eden Tefillah. There are three Averis which a person not Nitzel from. One is Eden Tefillah. That Taisa says that, you know, that all of us are not Mechavim Karay. It's not about our Madrig, you know, to change overnight is impossible. Somebody told me a story. You know, I'm heard of Noah Horowick? Okay. He said this story. He said that he wants whatever he's doing. Sorry, he says he's having every single Shem Hashem. He's like 2-3 days, like Mamish doing with all his, you know, with all his kliyos. That was getting kind of hard. So he went to Mashkiach. His name is Rav Yosef Stern, and he told him that you know, he's trying to become every single Shem Hashem. It's getting kind of hard. So he told him, "Are you crazy?" The fact is that, you know, an Arma Drager person that's taking slow. Wherever you're holding by, so try to do a little bit more than you're doing, and try to make chazik slowly but slowly, one step at a time. What I found for myself personally, which helped, is let's say I decide for a dami, I'm going to have kavanah today, say 70 shemes, and I keep chesed as I'm davening, you know, where I'm holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like that. I'm always conscious you know, keeping Cheshvan, and that always helped me in order to have Kavan. Fine. Now, in terms of Hashem Hashem, what is the Kavanah to have Hashem Hashem? So, really, there are two Kavanahs which Hashem Hashem has. The Siman Hamakha comes down. There's one Kavanah which is Adoin Hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world. He is our master. We are his Avadim. And he is the ruler of the world. That's one Kavanah. The second Kavanah is Huhaya Havaviyya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was before the world. He exists now. And even after the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. And he's not totally in the world. He's independent of the world. Now the question is, what do you mean? Yeah, UK. No, it's like this. If you're saying Ad that one, the Yishav Kavanu Adenakol, that he's Adenakol, he's the ruler of the world. If you're saying the Shem Havaya, which is UK, then Mechaber brings down the two Kavanas you have to have. One Kavanah is that he's the ruler of the world, and also he's Haya Haviviya, that he was before. Exists now and he always will exist. Oh yeah. So the Goyim says now there is a Vilna Goyim which brings down that even by the Shem Havaya, you only have to have one Kavanah normally. You just have to have the Kavanah Shuhadei Makol. He's the ruler of the world. You don't have to have both Kavanahs. Only by the first Pasuk Krishna and by Shmonesa, some people say by Shmonesa, the first Bracha, then you have to have both Kavanahs. So Kavanah for sure. By first Pasuk Krishna, I have both Kavanas. But other ones are saying, yeah, the Goyim holds, you should have Kavanah. He's Adonai Kol, he's the ruler of the world, and he's the ruler of the world, and we are his Avad. Now the question really is, so it's clear, saying, so what Kavanah you have to, when you make a bracha, what Kavanah are you going to have? What? You should have Adonai Kol. I'm saying, whatever, if you can do both, you do both. It's pretty hard. I'm saying, but Pasuk, you should have Kavanah, should have Adonai Kol. He's the ruler of the world, besides the first pasuk of Shema. Fine, Elokeinu. So what's Elokeinu? Elokeinu is that he's takav balei chayles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the takav balei chayles. He's all the chayles in the world come from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on the world. He runs the world. And he's Elokeinu. He's our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Elo means he's the king of the world. And then whichever Baruch Hu is, Baruch Hu is, Baruch Hu Adama, those words are understandable. Fine, so let's go back to our halacha. Now, we're going to speak about today the halachas of Iker V'Tafel. Iker V'Tafel is Mamash Ve'Nege. Oh, we'll do a quick exercise. Yeshiva lunch, they just started a couple weeks ago. They started having pepper with the rice with pepper. Stuffed pepper. What bracha make stuffed peppers? What? Make a bracha on the pepper? What did you say? Okay, got that? Okay. Challenge, what about make a challenge? What did you say? Schnitzel? What? Okay, let's go one by one. Let's go through a kind of tough like this. The concept of making a tafel is, when you make a bracha, when you have two things. One is the main thing, one is the tafel thing. You don't make a bracha on the main thing, you don't make a bracha on the tafel. Now, there are a couple of different types of making a tafel. So there's a funny mice that happened, I think, 2 weeks ago, Lel Shabbos. No, it was Shabbos day. It was a bach and dira, and they were having a suda. And for some reason, they didn't have any wine or grape juice. That all they had was a bottle of shivas. And the second problem was they didn't have any regular cups or becher. They just had something like the size like a Negelbasa cup, you know. So they mechaved. They mechaved somebody to make kiddush. And the kiddush, how much have you drink by kiddush? Okay. They think I have to drink with kais. So they mechaved him to make kiddush. You know, so I brought him, I got fed. And he was mechaved to drink about 16. What? Shaka, right? Spirits of Shaka. And he's become a drink, right? Because of his, the Negelbasa cup, you know. Now, my Maimon Buske wasn't yet to Kiddush Makav Suda because right afterwards he fell asleep. But, anyhow, so just one thing, the first mistake they made is, there's a very big mistake they would make. There's no halacha of right kais by Kiddush. No such thing. There you go. What's his name again? Someone. Somebody is saying, there's no halacha of kais. The halacha is you have to drink roiv revius. You don't have to drink roiv of the cup you have. You have to drink Revius, which Revius, let's say Shabbos day, is about 3 ounces. You have to drink 1.6 ounces of the Kiddush. There's no halacha of Rav Kais. A Pesach is a halacha of Rav Kais. That's in the drink Rav Kais. But over here, we're not looking for that. You only have to drink Revius. You only have to drink 1.6 ounces. And if that happens to you, but you're stuck with a Shiva's cup, you don't have to drink 1.6 ounces. You don't have to drink whatever the case. Vayne Gaya, same people marry if the wife's making kiddush. So they don't like to drink wine or grape juice, whatever it is. But all they have to do is drink Revius, actually 1.6 ounces. And that's just not such a big deal. So anyhow, so if somebody's drinking whiskey, right? And the whiskey's a little bit too strong, you take some crackers just to help them swallow the whiskey. So do you make a bracha in that case? No. Why can I take a ratafel? Being that the whole reason why I have any crackers in order to help you drink the whiskey. What do you say? Herring, right? Herring is a good example. Herring with crackers. So the reason why you're having the crackers is just to help you eat the herring. So that's ikar tafel. Therefore, you're not going to be chayef to make a bracha on the crackers. Now, just one thing about ikar tafel. Let's say you have you make a herring sandwich, right? You only take 1 or 2 herrings. You don't have enough herring. Ikar tafel works great. Bracha rishonim and bracha acharonim. It works both ways. Notice, if you only made a bracha rishona on your herring and not the crackers, so when you get the bracha achrona, what are you going to do bracha achrona? You're just going to make a burn of fudge. It's not going to make out with it. Let's say you didn't have enough herring in order to make a bracha achrona, but you had enough crackers to make a bracha achrona. The shayla is, what's the one that's like a tafel? Is it a tafel? The shayla is, if I'm a tafel, I'm garnished, I don't need a bracha? What the pshat is that? No. The pshat is that we make the second other bracha, the herring patters the crackers. It's not the pshat that the crackers aren't having bracha. So nice, the place can say, the butter in the is that the bracha patters the other one. If you're in a situation where you're not going to make a bracha chreina on the hikar, and you have enough of a shear for the tafel, so you have to make the bracha chreina on the tafel. So you have herring and crackers, herring and shivis, right? We said last time, right, in order to make a bracha achrona and shivas, how are you going to do it? You're going to have to drink how much shivas and how quick are you going to drink the shivas? What do you say? You're going to have to have, no, for bracha achrona, you have to have revius. So you're going to have 3 ounces very, very quickly. So that kind of, your shivas, you're not going to be making a bracha achrona. You're not going to drink it quick enough. I mean, unless you're really good, right? But you're not going to make a bracha achrona, you're not going to make a bracha achrona, but you would have to make a bracha on the crackers. Fine. It's like having a tafel. Someone having a tafel is something which is just coming to give something else taste, right? Put jelly on the crackers, you'll make a bracha on the jelly. Why? Because the jelly is just to give the crackers taste. You put in your cereal, if you put bananas in your cereal, so to make a bracha on the bananas, you don't make a bracha on the bananas. The whole point of the bananas is just to give the cereal taste, so therefore you don't make a bracha on the bananas. So the big shot I want to know, what about cereal milk? When you have cereal milk, do you make a bracha also on the milk? Or you just make a bracha on the cereal. What's that going to do? So, like this. If you're just having the milk in order just to help you eat the cereal, and you just the point of the milk is just to help you eat the cereal, and you don't want to drink the milk, then Avaya will make a bracha on the cereal, and make a bracha on the milk. But, he says, if you take a lot of milk, you don't just take a little milk, you take a ton of milk. And the reason why you want the milk is you want to have extra calcium, right? To help you be strong, man. Like your mother told you, right? And if you're doing it also, that you want the milk also to be an ikar, and you're also doing it for the ikar, then you make 2 brachas. But a normal situation, most people, the way they're doing it is, the milk is just there to be mishamish the cereal, and only make a bracha myself. Ice cream cones. What's with that? What do we do with that? How many brachas? What? So it depends. Depends why you have ice cream cones. I mean, it could be the difference between American ice cream cones and Israeli ice cream cones. It's like this. If you have something, which the only reason why you're eating it is because you don't want to get your hands dirty. You want to eat tuna fish, right? You're not eating tuna fish with your hands. You see, take a cracker and eat with the tuna fish. So the whole reason why you're having the cracker is just that you shouldn't get your hands dirty. So really, what's the icker? The icker is the tuna fish. So if you have an ice cream cone, the only reason why you have an ice cream cone is just that you can't eat ice cream with your hands. You have to eat with the cone, and now if you don't really need to eat the cone, then you would not make a bracha on the cone. But if the cone is good, it tastes good, like if the fancy ice creams, the Nestle's, or whatever it is, the fancy ones where the cone tastes good, then you're eating the cone because you want the cone, so in that type of situation, then you make 2 brachas. Because you always have to figure out what you're doing, why you're doing, what's the ikar, what's the tough, you always have to figure it out. Fine. So let's move about things which are mixtures. Till now we spoke about things which were separate, which you can eat. Let's talk about things which are mixtures. Fruit salad. You have a fruit salad, which you have some eitz, some adama. What bracha do you make on it?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Eitz. Blood. So it's like this. You have mixtures, fruit salad. You have some apples, pears, bananas, pineapple. What? No, so like this. Whenever you have a mixture, the cloud's like this. First, you have to know what is considered a mixture. When do we consider something mixed up? So the machlokes is in the Chayadim Mishabura. Chayadim says the only time something is considered mixed up is if it's mamash very, very small and it's not nigger by itself. You can't see independent things. Once you see independent things, according to Chayadim, you always have to make two brachas because that's not called a mixture. The Mishabura says that he's calling on the Chayadim. He says he wants to be Yerushimayim, he's mapping the Chayadim to smash it. But Mishabura is Chaylik. And together, the place he says, like Tarach HaShulchan, that whenever whenever you're eating, you get it all on one spoon, then that's considered a mixture. Hashemkin, if you eat, it wouldn't be on one spoon, it's not considered a mixture. For example, let's say chomp, right? You have humongous big potatoes, right? So you pick up, when you take a spoon, you just get potatoes, you don't get anything else, so you're not going to say the potatoes are mixed in. Now the gather is, when you're eating the food, if you get everything mixed together, that's considered terubis. So it's like this. Most normal things, if you want to eat everything in bowl, right? A fruit salad. You want to eat everything in a fruit salad. So the klal is, you go basar raiv. Whatever is raiv of the food, that's considered the ikker, and that's when you make a bracha. So if you have a fruit salad, so if you have raiv also, you can have, let's say you have 2 eitzes and 1 adama. And the adama is 40%, and the eitzes are each 30% each. So in other words, the food which is the most is what bracha is adama. Hashem came together, 2 eitzes is 60%. Over the place to say, lemaisa, you go whatever is roiv brachas. Whichever food has roiv brachas, that's going to win. So in a fruit salad, you just have to forget which is roiv. Roiv is eitz, 2 eitz. If roiv is adama, then you can do adama. That's the klal normally. What would you make on chicken salad? That's a hard one. Chicken salad. What do you say? Dom knows what it is. It's like salad with a little chicken in it. What? So what's the rive over there? The rive is salad. But it's like this. If pashtus, if you eat, unless you dafka want the chicken, normally you eat chicken salad, you want both. You eat both of them. You want both of them, you want to get full. You just eat chicken. You're eating salad and chicken, you eat both of them. You want to get full from both of them. So with deer, a lot of people know this. Even though it's called chicken salad, but in that case, unless you, in a normal case, you make adama and not shahak. Because the roiv is the adama, and you want to eat both of them, therefore you make adama and not shahak. Same thing with the people have chicken and rice, same type of thing, right? Chicken and rice. Even though it's called, what's it called? Yeah, what's it called? Some Chinese name for it, no? No, it's whatever. I'm not sure what it's called. Like upon him, the kavod is less is a clear ikker. If you want both of them, you go bust the roif. Even though it's called chicken salad, you still make adama. And yeah. Now there's one exception to that. Mezainis. Mezainis is the king. Why is Mezainis the king? Being that Mezainis is very, very chashiv. So even though Mezainis is not a roif, even though it's not a roif of food, but being Mezainis has a chashivus, even though it's less than most of it, then the Mezainis would win. That's why on Chalent. In the normal case of challen, even though you just have a little bit of barley, you don't have so much barley, but and it's not the raiv, but being mezainis has the most chashivas, so that's why on challen, most poskim hold that mezainis would be, I'm sorry, that challen would be considered mezainis. Now, way back then in the mirror, as even before my times, they took the challen to Rav Yashiv and they asked them, what bracha do you make on the challen? So here's mechalik like this, right? He's mechalik like this. He is mechalik that depends which challen. The Thursday night challen, or the Friday night, he held that the only time you say kol sheish b'chamish aminim, that's only when you have a cure of timing. When the whole challen has a taste of everything, and it's very well cooked, and all the tastes all mixed up, then you say that you say kol sheish b'chamish aminim, then it comes later. But before that, when the challen's not all mixed up yet, when it's not so totally cooked, you don't have the ear of timing yet, so over there he said it's not possible to say kol sheish b'chamish aminim, because it's not all the taste not all over. Over there he said it's not so possible. In that type of case. In that type of case, we bet it for... The Kal Gadol is, maybe if you have a suffix, which thing is the Iker, and you don't know what to do is, the Kal Gadol, the person say is, normally there's a Kal Baruch Hashem, Sinai, Baruch Hashem, Tzvicha. But if you have a suffix, what to do? So you're allowed to separate the food and to in order to make two brachas. And let's say a fruit salad, right? You can't figure out which one's there, right? So you don't know which one has roish. You don't have to sit the count to do your brachas. You don't have to sit the counting. If there's no clear roish, so we can just do it. You separate a pineapple and separate an apple, and you can make two brachas. And this is basically the kal gadol. Whenever you have a suffix, just separate the food and you make your brachas. Licorice. What brachah make on licorice? Licorice has some kamach in it, has some wheat in it. But Tosfos say the only time licorice, you know what it is?
Yeah.
Right. No. So even though it has mezonis in it, the only time you say mezonis liquor is if the mezonis is there for taste. Mezonis is not there for taste. It's just the davik ba'amah. They just have the wheat in there to hold the licorice together. It's not there to give taste. Whenever it's not there to give taste, even though it's mezonis, it could be considered a tafel. Now, interesting shayla is schnitzel. What book I want to make a schnitzel? Shakal. So it's not so poshut. Why? Because the mice are there breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs are mezonis. So they went to Rav Yashiv, and they asked Rav Yashiv, "What about a schnitzel?" He's like, "Schnitzel, Mazel, you know, doesn't know what schnitzel is." So he calls to the Rebbe, said, "You know, Rebbe, what's a schnitzel?" So he calls back, "Tuesday supper every week." He had every week. He just never bothered to find out what the name was. So anyhow, Rav Yashiv held like this. Rav Yashiv held that he said there's a couple of ideas. If you have just a thin layer of breadcrumbs, it's a very thin layer, then you make a shakal. But if you have a very thick layer of breadcrumbs, being that it's also there for tam, you also want the breadcrumb for tam, and it's also ikker, then Rav Yashiv held, you made a mezonis, you make a mezonis. Now, Shengim is just a thin layer, then he held that you make a shahakal. Maisa, Rubadam, a moist place in the whole valley, Maisa, you just make a shahakal. They say that it's different than the regular case called Shigeshpa. By barley, it's one of the ingredients of the chalm. It's there for taste, and it's one of the ingredients of the chalm. When you have something which is a coating, it's just surrounding the chicken. Something with just a coating, shave the label. Another person say that being that it's just a coating, so that would be considered tafel and you make a shakal. Then the minigari one might say you do make a shakal on schnitzel. But what's not so pashut is, this one, I don't know what bracha to make. They have those parallel corn schnitzels. They say, right, what did they have in? What? What's it called? So that's the... Okay, that's very not possible brachah make on it. Why? Because to say that, number one, when you open it up, what's the right inside? Is it corn or something else? I have no idea. What's the right inside? I can never figure it out. What? I'm saying, what's that corn? Is there a lot of corn? There's a lot of other stuff too.
It's soy.
It's soy. So is that what brachah make? I don't know. I'm saying, I'm not saying it's very close. It's very close. There can be three possible brachahs. There's a tad to say mezonis because being that there's, you know, there's a pretty thick covering and it's not so chash of the inside. By saying this, Rebecca says buy chicken, so you say the covering is tuffled to the schnitzel. I'm thinking that something which is a part of a soy thing is not so chash that it's tuffled to it. That's one side. The second side is on the inside. I'm not sure what the roiv is. I try to figure out every week. Is the roiv a dama or the roiv a shahaka? If anyone tell me, no, it's not pashut. I'm saying, which is the roiv? I'm saying it's not a clear roiv. What do you say? You think it's a dama? No, it's good. I'm saying it happens to be. What do you say? I don't know. Okay, if you forgot. It's kedai to pat. I'm saying to pat or something else. Not the chlam, not clear what. Fine, now there's one more type of tafels with wine. Because I look at the yayin is played the color mashke. Yayin has a cheshivas, the pot is color mashke. And this is again every single week you go to Kiddush, you take, you have wine, if you make Kiddush on wine, if afterwards you take a drink, you'll make a bracha on a drink. Now, the Berlach has a song. How much wine do you have to have in order to pot the shah mashke? So, for example, the Chayodon, says the only time yayin is pot the shah mashke is if you're kaveh sud aliyah. That's what the chayim said. You have to be kaveh sud al yayin. If you're not kaveh sud al yayin, it's not kaveh sud al mashkin. The berlach is chilek, but he says if somebody has less than a revius, he has a suffix whether the path is shal mashkin. So what does that mean? It means you go to a kiddush, somebody else makes kiddush, and people like to drink from kiddush Shabbat day. You just take a little sip. It's a suffix of the berlach. Whether now you take a drink of soda or drink a beer, whatever it is, whatever you're drinking, it's a suffix in the Be'er Halacha whether now you have to make a bracha or you don't have to make a bracha. The Mechazizuk and Tshuva says Because of this, it's not kedai, you have a choice. You take a mashu from Kiddush, or not drink at all. The Pesukah says you should not take a mashu from Kiddush, because if you take a mashu from Kiddush, you're getting yourself in the Suffolk brachas, but then now you have to make a shakal on drinks tonight. So it's not kedai to drink from Kiddush if you only take a mashu. Now, let's say, this happens sometimes, somebody takes a drink of soda, and afterwards decides he wants to have a drink of wine. And he takes a drink of wine afterwards. The shakal's on bracha, according to what he's doing now. What was the suffix? If you drink the wine first, then you drink the shakal, so you don't make a shakal on, you don't make a burn of fashas, because the wine, the bracha kohen of the wine, also patters the shakal. The shakal over here is, the suffix shittik burn, if you first drank the soda, and then you drank the wine, shittik burn says the suffix, whether when now you come to bracha kohen, whether the wine is going to patter the shakal. Could be only patters. You drink it afterwards. If you drank it beforehand, it's a suffix. So the Kaf Chaim says, the Maisa, what one should do is, he should eat something else, and because of that, make a burn of fashas. One more halacha, and with this, we said last week, a big suffix in the place, what is considered a mashka, what is considered aichel? I remember, it's right? Ice cream, right? What's ice cream? Ice cream is a suffix, yogurt, anything which a person, you eat with a spoon, so it looks like a food, but you don't chew, you swallow. All those things are suffic, whether it's the oichel or the mashka. What was nafkumin? We said, let's see, nafkumin is kapi bracha kreina, that in order to make a bracha kreina and a mashka, you have to drink it very fast. You have to have a revius and very, 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 very quickly. So therefore, on ice cream, ices, leaven, yogurts, all these things, all of them, as you said, suffic brachas, they don't make a bracha kreina. Now this suffic also applies to wine patent or mashka. You take some wine, and now afterwards you want to have ice cream or ices or yogurt, all these things, it's a suffic whether it's a drink or a food, and it'll be a suffix whether one practices it. So in that situation, you should make a shakal on whatever, on sugar or something else in order to...
Next week, Mishnah will be doing a...